Node 5001 5 connected to node 4 7 3 3 8. Node 5 0 6 9 8 connected to node 4 7 3 3 8. Node 4 7 3 3 9 0 connected to node 4 7 3 3 8.
KR4DGA, KR4DGA, this is K2PCB.
K2PCB, K2PCB, KC2PET.
Node 5 0 6 9 8 connected to node 4 7 3 3 8. Node 4 7 3 3 8.
Good morning, K2PCB.
Connected to node 4 7 3 3 8.
Good morning, you, sir. Happy Tuesday. A chilly one this morning. I got 33 here in the truck. About 32 in the house, so it's... we're getting close to snow weather again. Hopefully we don't get any snow. So good morning.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk of a frost warning. And I've got 38 here in the truck. And I did have a bit of a... wasn't like a heavy frost, but it definitely had something I had to turn the wipers on for when I left the house. And just to clear the windshield for the first time through. But it wasn't too heavy. But definitely for those that had some new plants outside, I know Lynn put a plant outside on the balcony, which is not on the ground, so it's even worse. Didn't get any heat from the ground, so she was covering that up last night. So hopefully that fared well. And we were talking at work yesterday, and there's a handful of people that were going to be doing the same. Yeah, hopefully that was the last of it for the season. It'd be nice for it to continue to warm up, but I don't think it's supposed to be too warm this weekend. For our first, holiday weekend coming here, which is kind of a bummer.
No, it's supposed to be an ongoing trend the rest of the week, kind of like this, cool. At least the sun's out, I guess. So, did get more conversations with Mark as far as getting on the air, or is he kind of just so busy in the morning that he doesn't have time to talk?
Yeah, I haven't connected with him at all since we did a few weeks ago. I haven't, not that I had a lot of free time either, but I was even going to just ask, you know, hey, when are you on? When are you available? Yeah, he reaches out periodically, and we'll just take a beer. When he's ready, we'll connect in. Not a big deal. Be nice if he had some other digital mode access. All-star being one of the easy ones to connect into. But yeah, that you can pretty much not go anywhere, but you have a lot of options. So. Yeah, and going back to the weather, I don't mind if it's chilly this week, during the week at least. I've, just like last week, I had some running around to do. This week, I have running around to do. And my physical tonight, I just got my blood work results in last night, so it was just in time. And I have my respiratory therapist follow up. sets her sleep apnea. Basically, just to make sure the new machine's working well and doing what it's supposed to be doing. That's Thursday. My evenings are full. I did a little spackling last night. Found some spots that I missed. And I think I'll stop at Sherwin-Williams today and get some top coat paint. I've already got the primer. And, yeah, we'll squeeze that in our evening. So, yeah, I won't be doing anything outside much, at least for the next couple days. So, that's okay. How was your Monday night?
Oh, about average. Doing more firefighting stuff. I didn't go. It's more of a repeat for me than anything else. They went and landed Mercy Flight. I guess it's a good thing. We don't really use them too much anymore. Knock on wood. We don't get the never get the real serious accidents that we used to anymore. I know people's driving habits haven't changed. I know that. People like to drive just as crazy and wild as they normally do, but I don't know. We don't, like I said, we haven't used our jaws in a long time. I know they, I think it's been almost a full year now. So, which is a good thing. Nothing wrong with that. But, so they landed on Mercy Flight. And I asked them, I said, well, you know, what, anything's changed? They're like, no. I'm like, okay. So, yeah, so that's pretty low-key night for the fire department. I know they're looking at getting different nozzles with more water flow. I've asked them, what's wrong with the ones we got? And they're like, oh, you know, they're getting old. But I'm like, they work though, right? And they're like, well, yeah, they work. But, you know, these ones have higher flow. I'm like, okay. I says, well, higher flow means you're going to use water up faster. It means you're going to run out faster. So, they really didn't say much after that. So I'm like, so you're going to get these just to have higher flow of water. So it didn't make sense to me. So, we'll see what happens when they get them, I guess.
I guess it's nice to have options, right? Of course, I don't know what the cost of those options are. I'm going to guess that they're not cheap. Being a firematic item, it's not something that's sold in high volumes. Everyone buys one so they can keep the cost down. Doesn't that mean, though, that if you have a higher volume, which could be good in some things when you just want to dump the tank on it, but doesn't that also reduce the range? Doesn't it spray not as far?
It does to a point. Since it's running the pump, they would probably have to boost the pressure up to get more out of it, which that's no big deal. But yeah, the main thing is you're going to go through water a lot quicker, which isn't good. And if you're careless, you can run yourself out of water and not know it, and then, you know, worst case scenario, you're inside the burning building, you're trapped in there because you don't have any water to spray your way out to get, you know, to get out of the house. So, just a little something I would worry about, but, I don't know, like I said, I guess we'll have to see when they get, I don't know, it's, like I said, we don't even fires we used to anymore. We don't, you know, we're not that active. We're more active just picking people up and, you know, people are OD'ing on drugs and stuff. So, the EMS side is, you know, I'd rather see the money go towards that than versus the firematic side for, especially if we have equipment that's still working. It's just getting old. I don't think that's a very good excuse just to replace it just because it's old. You know, it's not up to date.
Yeah, if that was the case, then you'd have to retire me. I'm not ready to do that yet. Though if you said, okay, if it's old but functioning, old but, you know, its performance is not compromised, well, crap, I fall into that category of probably my performance is compromised and I don't work up to my one set potential. But, yeah, that's funny. Let's see, what else? 637. Yeah, I had a very, very brief conversation on DMR on the way home yesterday. Lynn was talking to me for a few minutes, and then the rest of my ride home, I switched over to Talk Group. Actually, I forget if I was on 91 or 3100. And I then connected with this guy, Matthew, and it was almost like there was two different conversations happening. Someone, unless they were calling on a different time slot, but I kept hearing this other guy. He kept calling CQ, and he was calling me, and I'm having a conversation with somebody. And this guy had to go anyway because he was waiting for his grandkids to come home and get off the bus. But was he not listening? Did he have his volume down and just kept calling? And it was kind of annoying. But I was on my way home anyway, so. But at least it was another contact. And so that was cool. But let's see. Yeah, I'm half tempted to take an extra PTO day around the holiday. I don't know if it would be Friday or Monday. I don't think the weather is supposed to be nice Friday, but at the same time, I'd like to get my bathroom painting project done. Or I put in a PTO day for Tuesday in hopes of maybe there'll be nice weather. And, yeah, that's a tough call. I've got to think about it.
Yeah. So, I'll probably get your painting done with you. See, tonight, Evelyn's got her, they're doing the Bulldog Dash. That's where they do like a little kid's 5K run at the high school. So, we're probably going to go there tonight and watch her do that. I'll have to get I got to charge my camera battery and get that going. So that's definitely not a cell phone viewing or cell phone taking photo. Definitely need my good camera for that. So yeah, we're going to do that tonight. So, she did it last year. She actually had fun doing it. So sure, go there, support her, and see what time she does.
They do that over at the elementary school?
No, probably a sick spot. Last year they did it on the high school track at the high school. So, yeah, probably across the street from your place.
Okay, I was wondering about that because that's not technically her school, but it's the same district. But I didn't think there was any type of track and field set up at the elementary school. And so I was just curious where they were going to do that. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've been on that property. I think I was riding my bike and I looped through it up there, through the parking lot. I'm trying to think if I've been in the school. I almost want to say I was in there for something and everything was moved around, but I don't remember what it was for. That's where I went to elementary school, K through 5. We were in there for something. What the heck was it? But we didn't get to see everything. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, if they ever have some kind of, I don't want to say open house or, you know, sometimes schools open up for different events, it'd be nice to get back in there and just walk through. All right, I've got 6:42. I think it's going to be hot coffee this morning. I brought a nice coffee, but maybe I'll save that for lunch and I'll make a hot coffee when I get in there.
Yeah, tractor trailer's here parked on cameras, causing this thing here. Yeah, traffic jam here. So yeah. Yeah, we went to we've been to the school a few times. It's definitely changed since we've been there. A lot of remodeling. A lot of security brief also. Obviously the cameras are in there now. We have like a lot of TV monitor screens. A lot of the schedules for stuff. You know, remember, I'm sure they used to have little cork boards for us to post stuff. Now everything's all done digitally. So I got to keep up with the time. So, all right, I'll see you at work. This is TC2PET.
All right, very good. We'll see you over there or in there. This is K2PCP, and good morning, Brad, if you're out there. We'll talk to you soon. K2PCP.
Boy, Brad.
Node K2PCB-P disconnected.